Windy, tops of 20 in Mildura. Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. Startling figures have emerged about the number of illegal workers on farms in Sunraysia. The Victorian Farmers Federation's released a horticulture labour case study, revealing there's more than 5,000 fruit pickers without a work visa here, making up 28% of the fruit picking workforce per property. 71% of farmers surveyed in Sunraysia believe they had undocumented workers on their property. Mildura MP Ali Cupper was on the project last night saying shady labour hire companies are abusing workers in our electorate.
If you're exploiting highly vulnerable people and they are earning next to nothing, then that's slavery. That's what slavery is. That's modern day slavery.
Ausveg say confusion about the backpacker tax is adding to the labour shortage problems faced by Sunraysia's horticulture industry. The federal court recently ruled the tax can't be applied to citizens of 8 countries with whom Australia has an international treaty obligation. Ausveg CEO James Whiteside says the backpacker tax was flawed from the beginning and Canberra should repeal it now before things get worse.
This latest decision by the federal court substantially adds to the confusion and complexity of the tax. And so as a consequence, backpackers are simply not fronting up to work on farm and in other industries around the country.
The federal government's released a new drought relief package, including cheap loans, funding for affected shires, including in the Mallee, and support for farm workers and students. The National Farmers Federation's welcoming initiatives, but warns time is the critical factor. National's MP Anne Webster says loans have been improved as a result of farmers in the Milawa talking directly with Water Resources Minister David Littleproud. And the community's invited to a Mallee Fowl Mound monitoring training event this Saturday and Sunday in Baronga. It'll give participants a chance to see how on-ground monitoring is carried out using the latest technology and techniques. Round 8 of the Sunraysia Cricket Association will carry on this weekend, remaining under two-day conditions in spite of games being called off during last Saturday's downpour. Teams will wear white clothing, a red ball will be used, and bonus points are still on the line. Each innings will be 40 overs. Want more local news and sport? Download our app and catch up when it suits you.